Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks are back at John Thiel Gymnasium for a homestand that will just about carry us through the rest of the season. St. Charles East, the non-conference opponent tonight, coming in with a record of 13-12. Jake Champagne, a 6'4 senior. Luke Matheny, a 5'11 junior. Nate Ortiz, a 6'3 senior. Mark Musial, a 6'5 senior. And Cody Mitchell, a 6'7 senior. A senior-dominated team from the suburbs coming down to take on the Silver Streaks in what proves to be an enormous test for Galesburg. And a quality test on the road for the Fighting Saints as well. They win the tip wearing the road orange with the black trim. A drive to the right side. Ortiz cut off on the baseline by Nick Fields, who has a tough defensive assignment. And so does Jalen McCants with Cody Mitchell in the lane at 6'7". Up top, Champagne to the left side. It goes to Luke Matheny, and he'll pull it back out. Silver Streaks starting the five that we've come to expect here in recent times. Mike Reynolds has shuffled the starting five as much as we have seen him do in all the time he's been at Galesburg, and he seems to have settled on a five, and the defense forces a turnover on the opening possession as Matheny falls down and gets called for traveling.
Lots of good defense there, Brad. One of the things, the ball got tossed inside to Mitchell, and we dug from outside and got the ball knocked away. That certainly, I think, saved an easy basket.
Quinn Anderson inside to Jalen McCants, posting up, backing his way in, turnaround jumper.
Nice
up with the right hand
there,
and in.
Gave a little shoulder fake there and came over the left shoulder there and scored on a nice little semi baby hook there.
McCants, 12 points in the win at United Township last night. He's got 8 double-doubles on the season and a tough defensive assignment with Cody Mitchell shooting with a step back, but the shot off the mark and on the weak side. McCants comes down with a rebound, drives, dishes, right corner. Fields passes up the three, gets it to the free throw line. Cunningham fakes, drives, he'll kick it into the corner. Quinn Anderson from 18 feet in and out. Rebound Ortiz for the Fighting Saints.
Good ball movement there and good penetration. I liked the rhythm we had with our offensive set there.
Yeah, good looking shot by Quinn too. Got a good look at it, just rattled around and popped out. Now Ortiz, a pull-up jumper from 17 feet, missed it, long rebound. Comes out to Nick Fields. 2-0 Galesburg here in the early going. We're a minute 40 into the game. McCants on the right elbow. Crossover dribble down to the low blocks. Forces it up with the right hand and banks it in. And the Streaks are up 4-0.
Nice little move there. Great start and a timeout right off the bat here.
Yeah.
And Coach Woods is not very pleased here with what's happening on the defensive end.
Well, and I think I can only presume what he might be talking about is the ease with which Jalen McCants has been able to post up and get off a pretty good-looking shot at the basket. It's not that Mitchell's not playing defense on him, but maybe he's upset that no one's coming over to help out down low,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they look like they're just a step behind here, and that's unusual for them. And, again, we're just getting settled in here, so I'm sure that they'll settle in as well. But the Streaks off to a nice start here, both offensively and defensively. Again, our challenge has been to keep that as much as you can consistently throughout a ball game, and we've got better. And that's one of the keys here tonight is can we keep this thing going in the right way with all these little things and this consistency that gradually you can see us building.
Did want to touch on those three keys since we kind of ran out of time in the pregame. Talk about a nice little moment that happened here at the gym as well during the pregame.
Absolutely, a great moment.
And we'll get to that here in a moment after the St. Charles East possession. On the right side, Musial kicks it into the right corner, and Champagne pulls it back out. Musial has it now up top and in the midcourt circle. Ortiz, 4-0 Galesburg. We're 2 minutes 20 seconds into the game. Streak sophomores won tonight 75-64. The lob to the inside. Streaks front and backside of Mitchell, and they take it away from him down
little
low.
High low, great defense inside and out.
Cunningham with a drive, finishes off the shot, but the foul on the floor against Champaign on the dribble drive by Cunningham. So three keys to the game, Steve. You touched on one of them already.
On one of them. The other one is this could potentially be a physical game here, and I don't mean just in terms of body, but they're very physical with their length. We've got to make sure that we make adjustments to that. And then finally, we've got to have good discipline tonight. They're going to be very disciplined, and we're going to have to play a disciplined ball game.
Eric Price with a crossover dribble up top. Got a step on his man, but he couldn't finish up the layoff as he got bumped down the stretch. St. Charles East comes out with a rebound and a three ball by Champaign. Gets St. Charles East on the board. And that cuts the Galesburg lead to one.
Unorthodox looking shot, but effective there.
Sure was. 4-3 Galesburg. 3 minutes into the game. Quinn Anderson on the left side. Dribbles right toward the top of the arc. Skip pass right side over to Fields. Backs his way into the low blocks. Forces one up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound through the hands of Cunningham. Scramble for it on the floor. Cunningham comes out with it, falling backwards over a man, and he airballs it. And Mitchell gets the rebound. Into the front court comes Matheny.
Oh, nice.
Around Anderson and takes it all the way.
Right to the rim. That's a big league move there with a little hesitation. And got to the rim with his left hand.
So St. Charles East takes its first lead of the game at 5-4. 4.5 minutes to go, opening quarter.
Good timeout by Coach Woods there.
Eric Price up top. Now over to Cunningham. Right side of the arc. Dribbles to the free throw line. Cut off. Back out to Quinn Anderson. Far side of the court from us in front of the Fighting Saints bench. McCants has it now. Dribbling left to the free throw line. Up top to Cunningham. Keith dribbling right. Now gets it back to McCants. Tries to put a move down the lane into a triple team, forces up the shot, and he gets fouled, and Jalen will go to the line shooting two. So we see the streaks repeatedly attacking the basket through the first 4 minutes of the game here.
Yeah, trying to use our quickness, especially our quickness with a basketball by McCants and by Price and Keith Cunningham to try to get to the rim here as we're clearing out the middle of the floor.
First free throw up and in by McCants, ties the game at 5. Foul, by the way, was against Matheny for St. Charles East. By the way, all 5 starters in the game for the Streaks have taken a shot.
And that's good balance. That's what you want. As long as it's the correct shot and it's out of rhythm, that's a good recipe for success on the offensive end.
Galesburg regains the lead on 2 McCants free throws. He has all 6 of Galesburg points here early. We're halfway through the first quarter. Little earlier start with the team making a trip down from the suburbs on a long drive home. Cunningham gets grabbed on the rebound after the miss by Ortiz. Cody Mitchell reaches out and we could see it from up here. Keith's going up in the air for the rebound. All of a sudden, his upward progress stops and he comes back down.
Yep.
So that was a pretty obvious foul. Mitchell picks up his first, 3rd team foul on St. Charles East. Galesburg with a 1-point lead and the ball. Fields trying to dribble out of a trap, just gets it to Quinn Anderson. Hesitation drive down the right side all the way for the basket.
Again, another drive to the basket there and a successful drive to the basket.
First streak other than McCants to score. Galesburg leads by 3 at 8-5. On the right side, Champaign. Now into the right corner, it goes to Matheny back up top. 3:20 to go first quarter, a long 3 and an air ball.
That one there with the unorthodox release didn't look as good and more what I would expect to be the result of that kind of release.
Well, and that one was so off the mark, I almost wondered if the Silver Streaks
got it deflected or
deflected
blocked
it, but the official sent it right back Galesburg's direction, so apparently it was just a clean miss. 3-point Galesburg lead, 3 minutes to go first quarter. Right side Fields in front of the Saints bench. Up top, Justin Endoff into the game. Back to Nick. Down the left side. Cut off high post. Gives it over to Anderson. Fakes on the baseline. Feeds it back through the lane. The ball deflects around. And the Saints come up with their first turnover. Down the lane.
Pass there.
Mitchell into the left corner. Ortiz drives. And the Streaks gave it up and gave it all the way.
Yeah, don't leave the basketball.
Got around Justin Endoff. And nobody came over to help out from the left dribble drive along the baseline. 8-7. Streaks lead is 1. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Another bad pass. This one the Saints can't handle and knock it out of bounds.
In that situation where off that high ball screen, Nick got doubled in the sort of the coffin corner at the 10-second line, but we had no offensive player come to the ball there and identify that he was getting doubled.
On the inbound up top, Cunningham. To the right side it goes Anderson, working his way along the elbow. Now down low to McCants. Got position. Bumped twice by Mitchell and called for traveling.
And good defense by Mitchell there. He didn't give ground. He didn't go off. Didn't go up in the air on a fake. And got away with maybe a little bit of a physical play there, but nevertheless, good defense.
We referenced a nice moment prior to the game here. Public address announcer Jeff Lamb couldn't get the recording of the national anthem started. Here's a jumper on the right wing for three off the front of the rim. Rebound Mitchell, and as he gets called for pushing off underneath. So McCants was there for position, so was Mitchell, and Mitchell gets called for pushing in the back, and that's his second foul, and that could be big in an advantageous way for the Silver Streaks.
Well, you know, when you're replacing a double-double and coming off the bench, especially on the glass, that's going to hurt you, and he's the biggest player on the floor for them.
So we're talking about not having a national anthem. The Silver Streaks student section picked it up. They started singing, and eventually the crowd picked it up, and Jeff Lamb stopped messing with the recording. And just decided we're going to let the crowd take over this, and we had the entire crowd take over and sing the national anthem.
Outstanding, outstanding moment. And hats off to our kids over there for joining in with that and showing their great patriotism and citizenship there.
Champagne picks up his second foul as Keith Cunningham, with a hesitation dribble from up top down the lane, got fouled. So five team fouls on the Fighting Saints, two on Champagne and two on Cody Mitchell. Cunningham trapped in the corner, gets it out to Justin Endoff. Wide open three, off the mark though. Weak side rebound, Matheny. Justin may not get a more open shot than that the rest of the season.
Got a good look there from the wing.
Dribble drive from the right side, and the Streaks gave it up to Matheny, who had a wide open path to the lane from 15 feet out, and the Saints regain the lead at 9-8.
That's some of the discipline I'm talking about there. We can't make sure that we lose our man, or someone's got to pick up a lost man there, and we did not make that adjustment.
Minute 20 to go first quarter, 9-8 St. Charles East. Cunningham on the right wing, looking inside, swings the ball down low, pulls it back around top of the dribble. Needs help. Eric Price back into the game. They go backdoor to Fields. Bounces it out to McCants for three. He had an open look but couldn't hit. Rebound fought for, and Matheny gets it. And a foul called on Keith Cunningham. That was a pretty light foul, but you can't complain. It's only the first of the game against the Silver Streaks. With a minute one to go in the opening quarter.
Good look again there. Great penetration by Nick coming out the backside and finding the opposite wing there on the left. Good looking shot. Just couldn't get it to go.
9-8 St. Charles East. They've had the lead twice in this game, trying to stretch and make their biggest lead of the game here on this possession with 50 seconds to go. Ball poked out of Matheny's hands. He chases it down. Up top, Ortiz trying to shake Nick Fields, drives down the lane. Oh, Nick reaches in, grabs the ball, ties him up, and the official
great
calls a travel.
Great defense by Nick Fields there. Could have been either way there, but they get the St. Charles player for traveling before Nick tied him up.
So the Streaks trying to regain the lead here. Eric Price will bring it across midcourt. Mitchell Sampson into the game for Galesburg as well, along with McCants, Endoff, and Fields. Price up top will get it to Nick. Top of the arc, steps inside, shoots from the high post, off the back iron. Rebound, Luke Matheny, who's got four rebounds already for St. Charles East out of the guard spot. He dribbles into the lane, cut off by Sampson, pulls it back out. Now up top to Mark Musial, working around a screen. Price has to pick him up. Musial gets around him, gets the shot off, but it's off the mark, and then the ball knocked out of bounds by the Saints. Galesburg gets it back.
12 seconds to go here. You've got to get the ball up the floor and into the offensive set. Have time for a short possession here to get a good shot off.
Down to 8 seconds to go. Price up top to Jalen McCants, working his way right. Step back, shoots the three, got it!
Big time there.
Right at the buzzer, and the Silver Streaks regain the lead at the end of one, 11-9. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options at 10% off every single day. Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove Sporting Goods, shoes, and boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to breedlovesports.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks host the Jacksonville Crimsons in a non-conference game Monday night at John Field Gym. I'm Tom Erda. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 6:06 on WGIL.
Silver Streaks convert on a three-pointer to wrap up the first quarter to take a two-point lead and have the ball to begin quarter number two. Price, Fields, McCants, Endoff, and Mitchell Sampson on the floor for the men in white. Sampson drives in from the left side to the low blocks, takes it right at Chase Munkmeyer into the game, a 6'4 junior. And Sampson didn't back down and draws the blocking foul on Munkmeyer. That's the sixth on the Fighting Saints with just 18 seconds gone from the second quarter clock. So the Silver Streaks anticipating getting some free throws here pretty quickly. And again, everybody attacking the basket here tonight. Streaks put up only 3 3-point shots in the first quarter.
And Mitchell, seeing a clear path to the basket there, did exactly what you said, Brad. Went right to the rim, tried to square shoulders, a little power slide, got fouled, played through contact, and makes two free throws. So I like our aggressiveness.
13-9 Galesburg by four, matching their biggest lead of this first half. First 2 points of the game for Sampson off the bench. Foul away from the ball, an illegal screen set by St. Charles East. That's their fourth turnover. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Luke Matheny. So of their 17 fouls, three players have two each, Matheny, Champagne, and Mitchell. That's going to get Tommy Craven, a 6-foot sophomore, into the game in place of Matheny.
And it's going to certainly test their bench here on the road. And some kids deep on the bench are going to have to come through with quality performances tonight for them to be where they want to be here.
Streaks trying to make a triple sweep here. The freshmen were in a big deficit in a game over at the Fieldhouse, rallied all the way back for a victory. The sophomores won tonight by 11, and the varsity leads by 4 here, just underway in the second quarter. Down low, McCants up and in. Excellent. Over a double team.
Excellent entry pass into the low post by Nick, and a great quick move.
And a dribble drive at the other direction. Streaks don't get back, and Munkmeyer takes it all the way down the lane, and that ends a 7-0 run by the Silver Streaks, and it's 15-11.
We've got lots better in that transition run out of a made shot, but there it reared its ugly head again and gave up an easy one after scoring an easy one.
Nick
or
Field.
Not an easy one, but scoring one.
To the left corner, Mitchell Sampson up top. Justin Endoff down the left side of the lane, now pulls it back out. Mitchell's going to bring it back up top. Backs up, calls out Eric Price to take over. Eric with the dribble, finds an opening down the lane. Jump stop in the lane,
nice,
puts it up and in.
Shot, little jump stop, gathered himself. Little five-footer out of that.
Eric, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game with a huge fourth quarter last night, gets his first point of the game here tonight. On the floor, they lost the dribble. Streak scramble for it. Price comes up with it. He's got it. And now we've got a held ball called with a possession arrow facing St. Charles East. And Mike Reynolds loves the energy by the Silver Streaks.
Outstanding energy there. Everybody involved. Ball got on the floor. Three Streaks were after it and competed till the whistle.
So that flips the possession arrow. 6:16 to go, first half. Galesburg leads by 6. St. Charles East hangs on to the ball. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Musial can't finish it off. And it's Jalen McCants with a rebound. And we got a technical foul called, I believe, on the St. Charles East bench, because suddenly the action stopped and the official pointed to the St. Charles East bench. And Pat Woods will now sit down and look kind of a smirk on his face. Not that
it certainly wasn't a demonstrative action there. He must have said something wasn't going to tolerate much there and got the technical foul.
So when you look up at the board, it's 8 team fouls on St. Charles East for only 1 for the Silver Streaks. I'm sure, especially with the Silver Streaks being the home team, that's a huge part of whatever he was saying that led to the technical foul.
And absolutely right, and that's the way that any coach in that situation would feel there, that he's not getting the fair shake, and he's going to stand up for his players there. And Coach Woods is an outstanding coach and has all those little things that make that so, and that's one of them right there.
Endoff makes 1 out of 2, Streaks with the ball and a 7-point lead under 6 minutes to go, first half. Price, turnaround jumper, hits from the low blocks.
Again, a little cross screen there to bring Eric into the low post. Nice entry pass there by Mitchell, and just the way you draw it up.
Since the Streaks trailed 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, toward the end of the first quarter, here's a quick jumper by Ortiz for 3. That one's off the mark. And McCants locks onto the rebound. Jalen's going to lead the break himself into the front court.
And
gets it right side to Endoff. reverses back to Jalen in the corner. McCants with a spin move from the baseline. Shot rolls off, and now Sampson fouls over the back of Craven going for the rebound.
And we do have them right now back on their heels and a little bit confused, and that's uncharacteristic of a St. Charles ball club. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, it's all to the credit to the Streaks here, playing with a lot of energy, a lot of purpose, and not backing down in any way, shape, or form.
To finish off the thought, since the Streaks were down one late in the first quarter, they've gone on a 12-2 run. Here's a jumper, left side three, way off the mark by Munkmeyer. Ball knocked out of bounds, and ooh, last touch by the Silver Streaks.
That's one where we want to secure the ball, and Coach Reynolds is saying that. It's right there. Got to finish the play, secure the basketball, get control of it.
Now, there are three white jerseys down there for only one orange jersey for the Fighting Saints. Now in the inbound, Ortiz gets an open look, but he misses it. And under the basket, McCants does secure that rebound strongly. 5 minutes to go, first half, 20-11 Streaks. Left jumper, corner, end off, three, off the rim, and hangs up and rebounded by Ortiz. Quickly into the front court, down the right side of the lane, Musial cut off, kicks it back out. Ortiz fakes left, goes right, and end off trying to draw the charge, picks up the blocking foul instead. The shot went through. Are they going to count the basket? Yes,
yes,
they do.
And that's one of those where a month ago we wouldn't have came over to get the charge. Here we were a little late. The next step in that progression is anticipate and be early there. And that's the growth we're seeing, and let's hope that we can take that next step with that, pick up that charge, and the result here is a potential three-point play.
And Nate Ortiz, a fantastic free throw shooter percentage-wise on the season. He's 85%. And just as you would expect with those kinds of numbers, finishes off the traditional three-point play. He has five. The lead is six for the Silver Streaks. 4:40 to go first half. 20-14 Galesburg. Mitchell Sampson with the ball. 1-3-1 zone by St. Charles East. In the
and
corner,
Quinn trap Anderson. A little bit in the corners.
Streaks play this a lot, but can they attack it offensively? They know how to play it defensively. Here's Keith Cunningham back into the game. Jump stop, kicks it out. Good movement to the right side. Quinn Anderson called for traveling.
And the unfortunate thing is there, when Keith attacked and got two players to guard him, that set everything in motion to get that wide open shot. Quinn just traveled there trying to clear himself on the dribble.
4:20 to go, first half. St. Charles East down nine, has pulled back within six. And trying to make it a little bit closer here. Jumper at the free throw line. Musial's shot rattles off and drops through. His first points of the game. And it's now 20-16. Galesburg's lead is down to four.
And that three-point play got them going a little bit offensively.
Halfway through quarter number two. Mitchell Sampson, left corner. Price will shoot the three off the back iron. Rebound. Cunningham squaring up to get it, but Ortiz comes from the backside, takes it away. And St. Charles East trying to pull within two, maybe one here. Dribble drive and a kick out. Ortiz with it. Pulls up at the free throw line. Well short, and the rebound to Price for the Silver Streaks. Ortiz just doesn't look quite comfortable here tonight so far. He's got 5 points as the Streaks call a quick timeout, but he's 2 out of 6. Really doesn't seem to have found his rhythm at this point.
And I would say that move right there, coming off the dribble, creating a shot at the elbow there, is something that's his bread and butter, and he looked like he faded away there and was short with it. And like you said, out of sync there. And again, a lot of this is the credit to Streaks. I mean, we're doing a good job of playing on ball as well as help side defense, really doing it as a unit here and challenging all shots here and trying to keep them off balance. And we continue to do that. It'll make it very tough for the Saints here tonight to run the offense the way they want to.
I want to remind you about Galesburg High School girls basketball coming up Monday. Again, they're in the middle of what we have referred to at times, and I know sophomore head coach Mike Rux referred to it as the NBA schedule that they're playing right now. The game at Lincoln last night, the makeup game today against Alleman. Then another one coming up on Monday against Jacksonville. They got a makeup game with Moline on Tuesday.
They'll fly there after the game on Monday night.
And then they got to go to Quincy next Thursday. So 6:06 is the Streaks girls' next game Monday. Hope you can join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for that one with a 6:30 scheduled tip. 3.5 minutes to go, first half here. Galesburg coming out of the timeout. Nick Fields, left corner Cunningham. Let's see if what Mike Reynolds set up against this 1-3-1 zone. Eric Price on the right side, skip pass left side, Cunningham. Fakes, drives, draws a triple team, kicks it out. Price holds on to the ball and now starts a dribble, and they keep it back out. Cunningham this time shoots from the corner, missed it. Rebound, Mark Musial underneath. Drives under the other end, has it poked away from behind, out of bounds, and the Streaks We're about to give up that transition basket again, but somebody reached in there and poked it away.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical because it just takes work. You got to turn, run, defend the rim, the ball, and then match up. And it's absolutely must. Good ball clubs are going to get easy baskets.
Hold called against Nick Fields as Ortiz tried to work around a screen, and Fields fighting through it kind of reached out and grabbed Ortiz from the backside.
And that's a little curl screen, and you got to really tuck yourself and get on his hip, and Nick was just a step late and grabbed him there to impede him getting a layup.
Fourth team foul on the streaks, first of the game. Here's a dribble drive, pushing off on Anderson, not finishing off the shot. Monkmeyer saves it and then tries to throw it off McCants, falling out of bounds in the corner, saves it to Nick Fields. Fields leads the break, stops, gets it over to Price, skips it right side into the corner to Quinn Anderson. Pulls it back out, skips it back to Eric. Passes up the three, now steps back and shoots it. In and out and in again.
Very difficult shot there, and again, good ball movement, everything under control. And that pays off.
23-16, Price has seven in the quarter. Dribble drive left side. Aiden Sullivan passes it up. Now Musial gives off to Monkmeyer, left side of the lane, pulls it back out. Now down the lane, Ortiz trying to find
nice
a way.
Move
and takes
there.
It all the way underneath, and it's Aiden Sullivan who finishes off the basket. 23-18, Gelsberg by five as we approach the two-minute mark of quarter number two. On the outside, Quinn Anderson playing a little side-to-side with Nick Fields. Now into the right corner, Eric Price drives baseline, throws it back behind him. McCants wasn't ready for it. Saved by St. Charles East, right back to the Silver Streaks. Near turnover by Gelsberg. But didn't give up on the play and managed to hang on to the possession. Now a spin move by McCants down low. Can't finish off the shot from the low blocks. Monkmeyer with the rebound for St. Charles East. Trailing by five. Here's a right corner three by Ortiz. Missed it. And McCants goes up and locks on to the one-armed rebound.
Good look there by Ortiz.
Was.
And nice move down here on that spin move. Jalen is so quick with that.
He's got it again. Draws a double team. Dribbles out of it into the lane. Scoops it back out to Quinn Anderson. He drives, dishes, tries to get it back to McCants, and is off Jalen's hands out of bounds.
Tough pass there through traffic.
Yeah.
And
hard, too.
About a 91-mile-an-hour fastball there that he had no chance to catch.
Minute 17 to go, second quarter. Silver Streaks kind of run into a little offensive lull here, but still lead by five, 23-18, as we wind down to a minute to go. Ortiz on the right elbow, dribbles toward the left side. Now Musial with it, pump fakes, finds an opening, drives the lane, but he missed off the layup. Rebound tipped up off the glass and fought for. Monkmeyer comes up with it. Third chance for St. Charles East. Musial really badly misses the three, and Cunningham behind the back of the dribble with a rebound. Gets it off to McCants, and an offensive foul after Cunningham passed the ball away. He continued to drive down the lane with Ortiz there waiting to draw the charge.
One of the things that you always teach, and it goes way back, that make a jump stop there. If you don't make a jump stop there, smart ball players are going to pick up a charge. And in that case there, that's a real tough one there because we have numbers and the opportunity to score an easy basket.
52 seconds to go, 23-18. 5-point Gelsberg lead, but the Fighting Saints will have the ball. Again, the freshmen and sophomores for Gelsberg High both won against these Saints in games earlier. The freshmen played at the Fieldhouse, got a little bit of a head start on the sophomore game. By the time the freshman game was over, they were back here in time for the second half of the sophomore game. Varsity trying to make it a clean sweep here, leading by five. Saints with the ball with under 50 seconds to play, second quarter. Ortiz up top, gives it right side over to Aiden Sullivan, now back behind left. To the right side, Monkmeyer now pulls up, shoots an 18-footer and hits it from the right side. That looked like the kind of shot the Silver Streaks probably didn't mind him taking. There didn't seem to be a whole lot happening in the half-court set there. But they knocked it down, and the lead is down to three with 26 seconds to go. And the Silver Streaks setting up as if they intend to hold for the last shot here. And
against
St. Charles
the zone,
East,
they should be able to.
Yep, backing off, not forcing the issue on the dribble out high. We're down to 15 seconds to go with Anderson, McCants, Price, Fields, and Endoff. Now 9 seconds to go. Ball on the hip of Jalen McCants, who starts to dribble. Works around a screen up top, but St. Charles East fights through it. Down to 2 seconds to go. Quinn double pumps from the volleyball line and airballs it at the end of the half. Silver Streaks didn't really seem to ever get into the flow of that offensive set.
It's not that they didn't start it in time.
Yeah. It's just that it didn't develop. And to St. Charles East's credit, they pushed the Streaks farther out from the basket and didn't get off the quality shot they wanted. So a 3-point Gelsberg lead at the half, 23-20. take a break here, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, get a word from the coaching staff as well, with the Silver Streaks leading by three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Tune in this weekend for Sunday Morning Praise, a weekly program designed to lift your spirits with words of encouragement, devotion, and music. This week's host is Pastor Doug Johnson of Christ Church in Galesburg.
We will talk about the most joyful person in the world and three great numbers, 419, and what they might mean for you. And we're going to have more great worship music to lift you up tomorrow on Sunday Morning Praise.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg's lead over St. Charles East is 3 here at the break. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. And Steve, I think if I'm in the St. Charles East locker room right now, I'm probably hearing a head coach who's maybe not real thrilled with the way his team played in the first half, but I've got to believe he's awfully happy where they are, given that Cody Mitchell picked up two fouls early in the game and sat much of that first half. Then Jake Champagne and Luke Matheny each picked up two fouls and sat for a good portion of the second quarter. And they go into the locker room only down 3.
Absolutely.
I think he's got to be really happy
with that.
He's got
to be really pleased on a number of fronts. To be down by 3 with foul trouble all over the place, and also his ball club not executing very well and shooting very well on the offensive end. Again, I think that a lot of that was the Streaks played about as good a half-court defense as I've seen all year. Really good half-court defense. So them to be down by 3 in this kind of situation, they've got to be tickled pink. Streaks, on the other hand, I think you made this point here as we went to break. We really were aggressive early to the basket. We were effective. We picked up fouls. We scored points, and then we got away from that. Now, they went to a zone, but before they went to that zone, we also lost our aggressiveness there and sort of got comfortable with just, you know, playing. And we've got to be the kind that keeps our foot on the pedal the entire night here in order for us to be successful. We've done a great job defensively. We've got to get back to being that aggressive in both our ball movement and getting to the rim on the offensive end.
So my question is, did the Streaks miss an opportunity here in the first half? The lead, I mean, they're ahead, but the lead is only 3.
Possibly. But I also think here that, as we also noticed, St. Charles East runs long possessions, a lot like East Moline, so a game like this is going to be low scoring. You know, you feel like you lost a little bit of opportunity, but I don't think so. I think this is just going to be a nip-and-tuck game all the way down. We've got to get back to running our offense a little bit, being aggressive, and continue to play that good defense. We play that good defense there. I like our chances when it's all said and done tonight.
Good defense got us victories against Rock Island and United Township by playing all the way through
four
quarters. So why stop now, right? Halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with the team numbers, partner.
Shooting-wise, we were 8 out of 21 for 38%, 1 for 7. Continue to struggle with that 3-ball. They were 9 out of 25 for 36% and did a great job of contesting shots, getting them to take it off balance, maybe shooting an area or from areas on the floor that they're not really comfortable with. They were 1 out of 7 with a 3-ball. They out-rebounded us by 2, and that was mostly due to they had 9 in the second period. We had 4, or excuse me, had 5. 5 turnovers for us, including 3 in the second period, 4 for them. pretty well played. So a nip and tuck ball game here that's anybody's ball game here with, again, these first 3 minutes being big as we come out here to start the second half.
Free throw shooting, not much of a factor so far. Gillsburg 5 out of 6 at the line. And the Fighting Saints made their only free throw attempt. We'll take a break, come back, talk things over with the coaching staff, and we'll take a look at the individual scoring as well. 23-20, Galesburg over St. Charles East here at John Thiel Gym. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Halftime Coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
If you feel like you've tried everything to fill positions at your business, it's time to try radio. Find out how you can affordably have the attention of thousands of people on a daily basis and get your position filled at galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies for this evening with patchy fog and some drizzle and a low down around 37. For tomorrow, cloudy with area fog and rain as well. A high of 45. Then for tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance for rain through the overnight hours and a low of 43. Starting your work week off Monday, a chance for rain in the morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny throughout the day, and a high of 49. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 40 degrees here on WGIL.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
23-20 is the Galesburg lead at halftime over St. Charles East. Let's take a look at the individual scoring through these first two quarters. More players have contributed offensively on the Fighting Saints side of the ball. Despite their three-point deficit, Nathan Ortiz leads the way with 5. Luke Matheny has 4 points. He's also their leading rebounder with 4. Chase Munkmeyer has 4 points as well. Jake Champagne with 3. Aiden Sullivan and Mark Musial each have 2. Cody Mitchell did not score in the first half. Again, Mitchell, Champagne, and Matheny all sat for a good portion of that half, each with 2 personal fouls. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants with 11 points and 5 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks. Eric Price had 7, all of those in the second quarter. Quinn Anderson, Mitchell Sampson each had 2, Justin Endoff 1. Keith Cunningham did not score in the first half, in fact took only 2 shots. Credit to the St. Charles East defense that Cunningham has been pretty much not a factor at all offensively in this game. He does have 3 rebounds for the Silver Streaks, and Cunningham picked up 2 fouls as well and sat for the final few minutes of the first half. 23-20 is the Silver Streaks lead. Teams back out on the court warming up. Coach Reynolds' son, Sean, is back in the gym tonight. We mentioned last night, sent out best wishes to him as he was battling the flu. But he's back in the house tonight. Coach Reynolds said he was glad just to get out of the house for a while, so we're glad to see Sean's feeling better. And Silver Streaks' good luck charm is paying dividends so far here tonight. Let's go down to the sideline. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
Gymnasium halftime. Streaks have a 23-20 lead over St. Charles East. Coach, tell us the good. Tell us what you want to correct.
Offensively, we need to do a better job moving the ball against their zone. If they come out with that 1-3-1 zone, we've got to flash a little bit better. I mean, it's just like the first quarter last night. We moved the ball well. We got the ball inside, and we were able to play out of it. Defensively, we need to get defensive rebounds because there was a couple times there late that they got 2 or 3 shots. Got caught back up. Now we're only up 3 instead of 6 or 7. So,
thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Rockford, by Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. 23-20 is the Galesburg lead. And the Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin the third quarter. Nick Fields, Eric Price, Quinn Anderson, Jalen McCants, and Keith Cunningham. Yeah, St. Charles East sticks with the zone here. Looks like more of a 1-2-2 here at this point to start things over. In the third quarter, Nick Fields kind of looking things over. Now the Streaks start the passing attack. Right side of the arc, left side of the arc. Quinn Anderson will shoot the 3 over it, off the mark, and the rebound underneath the basket to Cody Mitchell. And a quick foul called against Eric Price, trying to go for the steal. And that's the first of the game on Eric Price. Streaks, I don't know how much of that you saw, Steve, on your way back up there. They look really confused looking over that, what looked more like a 1-2-2 zone by St. Charles East. And Quinn just kind of launched the three over the top of it. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Mitchell back into the game, attacks the lane, kicks it over into the right corner. A dribble drive by Champagne, leaves it off in the lane, and a little flip up and in by Luke Matheny. And suddenly St. Charles East is within one now at 23-22. Fields will walk things across midcourt.
And what they're running right now is they're running a box and one.
I noticed that, yep. I was looking how
they're running the man on Eric here.
Yep, Musial's chasing him around. On the right side, this is Nick Fields with it. Down low to Jalen McCants. Fires it through the lane. Cunningham goes up for it. Turnaround jumper off the front of the rim. And Keith is still scoreless for the night. Cody Mitchell with a rebound. Two rebounds and two possessions off two Silver Streaks misses.
Good look there and a cut to the basket. Just couldn't convert.
Yep. 6:40 to go. Third quarter, St. Charles East. Here's a dribble drive by Matheny. Reverse, but he missed it. McCants came over, made him take it to the other side of the basket where he couldn't finish it off. That's the first miss of the game by Luke Matheny. Silver Streak still hanging on to that one-point lead. 6:20 to go. Third quarter just underway in the second half. Fields on the left side, and Mike Reynolds calls a timeout. There's been like zero offensive movement for the Silver Streaks in the half court for these first three possessions. So Mike Reynolds is going to get that straightened out right now.
Yeah, and what you've got here against a box and one here, you can do a couple of different things, and I think Coach is going to try to run some of our specials here. And with that zone, you can run some man stuff here and create some man stuff here to get your looks. You've got to make sure to screen. You've got to make sure you cut and do it aggressively and know where things are at here, and I think that that's the time out there to refocus in on that and remind them of that here.
We talked about St. Charles East in our pregame, if you joined us late, about their depth in terms of their ability to do lots of different things. And just another indication. Have we seen a box and one played against us all season long? I'm not sure we have.
No, not a bit. And we've done that a lot in a triangle,
yeah,
too.
Right.
And really confused our opponents with that. And right now our kids, in their first experience with that, are making some adjustments with it. Much better
corner.
Ball movement
Nick
there.
Nick Fields wide open. Hits a
Much
three.
Better.
Boy, Nick got off some good looks last night. Couldn't knock down many of his shots. He's missed his first two here tonight, but he got a wide open look, and great to see him hit the three ball from the corner. Galesburg's lead is four. 5:40 to go third quarter. Inlet pass from the outside. Musial gets it down low to Mitchell. Turn around. Gets it up over McCants. Won't go down. Rebound under the basket by Champagne. He couldn't finish it off. And Eric Price comes out with it. Drives. Flips it up with the left hand. And an offensive foul call. Negates the basket. That's the second charge that Nate Ortiz has drawn for St. Charles East. And it's a second foul of the half on Eric Price.
And Ortiz is a smart player. You have to anticipate that. Get there early. Get out higher. You can't get under the basket. Saw that coming. Was unable to make that play. And an outstanding play there to pick up the charge. Because it's a potentially a 4 or 5 point play. The two we didn't get and the two or three they may get.
Here's Matheny trying to crossover dribble out high. Streak clogged the lane nicely against him that time. He has to pass it up. Now Mitchell comes out high for it. Dribbling left to right up top. Gives it off to Ortiz in the midcourt circle. Musial comes out high for it. Price fights around the screen. Fights through another one. A little bit of contact. Musial almost falls down. Regains the ball and puts it up and in.
That little runner teardrop there off balance. Tough shot and he scored it.
26-24 is the Galesburg lead, 4:50 to go, third quarter. Quinn Anderson left corner, dribbles it back up top. Now between the circles, Keith Cunningham. Back left side over to Quinn, fakes the three, drives to the baseline, trying to get around Ortiz, fires it through the lane, bounces it right between everybody and out of bounds. Seventh Galesburg turnover. St. Charles East, one of the players on the sideline, I think it might have been Musial, kind of reflexively stuck his hand out there as if he wanted to grab it, but then realized quickly enough, drew the hand back, and it just trickled out of bounds.
Tough pass there.
Right side Ortiz, trying to run a little weave up top here now. They reverse back to Ortiz, gets the open three off the front of the rim, though, and the rebound Keith Cunningham. Streets dodged a bullet there with Ortiz getting the open look. Now at the other end, Anderson answers with the right wing three, and the Streaks lead is five now at 29-24.
I like that. If we can run out on a miss, we can get numbers, and we don't have to run the offense against that box and one.
Dribble drive around Price. Foul on the floor as Musial took it all the way for the basket, but the official waves it off, said the foul was on the floor before that. And that's a third foul on Eric Price, all in this first 4 minutes of the third quarter.
And that's a break there because he was going to score that basket.
Yep. Around McCants goes Mitchell, and he goes up with a reverse layup from the left side.
And if you've noticed, they've got a little bit more zip in their step here in the second half.
First basket of the game for Cody Mitchell, who comes in averaging just under a double-double. Again, he was in foul trouble in the first half. Quinn Anderson, left corner three this time, comes up short. Rebound fought for, and it's Mitchell who controls, coming out of it with St. Charles East. And falling out of bounds right in front of us down below is Musial, as Eric Price kind of reached in, tried to knock loose the steal. Musial got knocked off balance, and first turnover
of the half.
I think he lost track of
that. If he would have let that ball go out of bounds, it would have been Saints basketball.
That's only their second turnover since the first quarter. Five for the game. The official's talking things over. Joe Thompson either thought he saw something. He must have thought he saw something on the floor. He keeps looking around like there's something down there. But he doesn't see whatever it is he's looking for, so he's willing to let him go ahead and play here. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 3-point Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball.
And where they're back now, St. Charles East to a man.
On the left side, Jalen McCants on the wing. Up top, Keith Cunningham trying to go around his man. Dribble drive, dishes off. Eric Price, right corner for three. No. Weak side rebound. Anderson comes flying in. Pump fake up and in.
Outstanding there. He didn't get blocked out. Quinn did there. Got the weak side glass and got that stick back.
Well, he read that beautifully. We could see him flying in from the left wing in recognition that ball may come his direction. And by the time he got to it, he was deep and in good position, trying to play defense on Mitchell, and does a good job. Forces the miss. McCants with the rebound. Here come the Streaks, trying to build on a 5-point lead. McCants left side
beautiful
of the lane,
move with the
all the way
there
with the right hand. 33-26, Galesburg builds the lead. Back quickly,
great
St.
Block.
Charles East. McCants flies in, blocks Mitchell. Price with a rebound. Down the lane, Euro step. Shot up and in, and a blocking foul, and a chance at a 3-point play.
Great sequence there. Tremendous block down here. What an athletic block by Jalen to block that layup, and then come the other way and get the layup and a chance at a 3-point play, and a turnaround here of about 5 points.
Eric Price really likes that Euro step, and it's something that we know people are still getting familiar with. In the old days, it clearly would have been a travel. It's now acceptable, but even some of the high school officials we've seen have called that against Eric. And Jake Champagne, who picked up the blocking foul trying to draw the charge, was really upset that he got called for a blocking foul. And I don't know if he was upset thinking that maybe the travel should have been called. Certainly he wanted a charge. But instead, it may be a 3-point play for Price as he shoots it, and it's off the back iron.
And, Brad, if you haven't seen that Euro step, it does look like traveling, but it is not.
So a 9-point Galesburg lead, 35-26. Streaks on a little bit of a scoring burst here. Ortiz with a catch and shoot, drains the three.
We don't want him to be able to get warm here.
Nope. Gets the lead down to 4 for the Silver Streaks. Ortiz's first basket of the second half. He's got 8 in the game to lead St. Charles East offensively. Final 2 minutes of quarter number 3. Cunningham around his man. Floats it up with the left hand, but he can't finish from the baseline. And the rebound, Munkmeyer. And now Anderson with a steal. Quinn down the lane. Up with the left hand. Miss. Put back Cunningham. Keith didn't give up on the play. He trailed and was there. Johnny on the spot to rebound the Quinn Anderson miss. And the lead is back to 6 now at 8 at 37-29. Jumper, Matheny just outside the free throw line, miss. Mitchell rebound, put back, got it. He's got 5 rebounds, 4 of those here in the third quarter since sitting much of the first half in foul trouble. 37-31 Streaks. Anderson stops at the free throw line, kicks it left corner. Fields passes up the 3, pulls it back out with a minute 15 to go. McCants, right side, Quinn Anderson. Streaks have not substituted this third quarter. They've kept the 5 on the floor, even despite Eric Price picking up his third foul. Justin Endoff is ready to check back in at the next stoppage of play with a minute to go. Fields, left side, three again, a little bit off the mark this time. And Mitchell with his sixth rebound now. Left side, Ortiz driving in. Fields cuts him off, forces him to kick it out. Mitchell up top. Poked away
great
by
hands.
McCants. Chased down by Matheny. They have numbers now. Matheny to the right side. Munkmeyer drives baseline. Stepped out of bounds. And St. Charles East turns it over.
And a good scramble there defensively by the Streaks to cover up as Jalen missed that steal and was out of the play. Nice job there of being able to recognize who to cover up on by Gelsberg.
And as the clock continued to wind down, by the time the clock stops at 39.5 seconds, Mike Reynolds threw two more players into this at the scoring table. So Fields, Anderson, and McCant stay on the floor, but Mitchell Sampson comes in along with Endoff. So I guess just two players came in, but he wants to get a little bit of a breather there for both Cunningham and Price at the end of the third quarter here, with the Streaks leading by six, down to 20 seconds to go. McCants, Mitchell out to guard him. Jalen with a dribble, passes it left side to Mitchell. They're out at the volleyball line. Quinn Anderson now into the hands of Fields. 10 seconds to go. They start to run it. Right side, Fields cut off. Kicks it out. Endoff for three. Got it. First basket of the game for Endoff. It's a 9-point lead. They get the steal, and then McCants can't finish off the 3-point heave. But the Silver Streaks with a flurry to finish and lead by nine here at the end of three, 40-31. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Gelsberg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Gelsberg.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Gelsberg.info. Recent winners include Guardian Angels, Gelsberg Covenant Church, Gelsberg Rescue Mission, and Discovery Depot. To nominate your favorite, go to Gelsberg.info, keyword hundreds.
Understand who our opposition is. Liberals, leftists, socialists, communists.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Just underway in the fourth quarter from John Thiel Gymnasium. Luke Matheny drives in from the right side. A little hand check foul called on Quinn Anderson. Just his first foul of the game. Fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Here's a jumper just outside the right baseline. And Cody Mitchell knocks it down from about 15 feet over the outstretched arms of Keith Cunningham. And it's 40-33 Gelsberg. Silver Streaks with the ball early fourth quarter. Trying to beat a really good St. Charles team, which has played as tough a schedule as anybody. Cunningham trying to back his way in on Mitchell, gets cut off, has to get the ball away, and Mike Reynolds calls a timeout before the five-second call gets made, and a potential turnover to start off the fourth quarter. So Streaks didn't look real smooth to start off the third quarter, but a timeout by Mike Reynolds at about the 6:15 mark kind of got things righted, and we looked much better the rest of the quarter there, and certainly doesn't want to get off to that kind of start here in what's going to be a very crucial fourth quarter.
And I've seen timeouts tonight by both coaches at times in the ball game where they're trying to make sure their team stays on point, on focus, and each one of those timeouts has been very successful in doing that, and let's hope that continues here with this timeout. You know, a comment at the end of the third period, you and I have watched that the Streaks have struggled with our execution at the end of a period in the last offensive possession. That was run textbook perfect with that elevator screen to give Justin Endoff that wide open three from the top of the key there and knock it down with a chance to get a stick back or a tip in, but no opportunity for the offense to come bound. Real big and a big basket there.
Cunningham after the inbound from Nick Fields. Left side, Quinn Anderson. Sampson sets a screen. Anderson still with the dribble. Now Endoff comes out for three. Comes up a little bit short. And Cody Mitchell with his seventh rebound against six of those since halftime. Dribble drive and Matheny all the way in from the left side. Took it around Quinn Anderson. And they're crawling back into it again, down 40-35. Matheny with eight in the game. On the left side, Anderson right in front of the Galesburg bench. Pulls it back out to Endoff in the midcourt circle. Justin right back to Quinn in the corner. Fakes, drives around Mitchell, low blocks, up and in.
Good move there.
Seven and a half, nine for the game for Quinn Anderson. 42-35 Silver Streak, 6:45 to play, fourth quarter. Matheny across midcourt, coming out high for the pass. Now a lob inlet and wide open Mitchell.
And he got separation there
sure
to get
did.
That lob there, and it looks like he may have pushed off, but he's very subtle and very good with that.
So eight and a half and for the game for Cody Mitchell. And now Galesburg calls another timeout as the Silver Streaks bring it across midcourt. All right, and this is an interesting timeout. The Streaks have only one left now with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Now, what do you think is going through Mike Reynolds' head here?
I'll be honest with you here. I'm not sure about this one here. Unless there's something that he sees defensively that he wants to make sure we're covering up based on what they're trying to do. And one of the things they're trying to do is get the ball inside. They're yep. looking for their two premier players, their two scorers, to make sure that he reminds them of those and the plays that they run for them, and continue down here to look to execute the way that we have here by really running our half-court offense through, not to take quick shots, things like that. But again, a very delicate time out there because we have one remaining.
St. Charles East starts the fourth quarter making all three shots. And certainly a credit to them. And maybe, as you said, Mike Reynolds trying to shore up some defense things, defensive strategies there. Nick Fields, dribble drive, gives it back to Jalen, takes it all the way down the lane.
Yep,
took too many steps. Thought he was going to get away with it. You know, the whistle came kind of late. That's the eighth Galesburg turnover, first of the fourth quarter. 5-point Streaks lead, 42-37. Saints with the ball. Matheny will bring it across midcourt. Fields will pick him up defensively there. Streak sticking with a man defense. They go down low. They get around Cunningham. Reverse layup up and in by Aiden Sullivan. His second basket of the game. And they are picking the Streaks defense apart inside to cut the lead to three.
And they've scored their first four possessions here in the fourth period. And you're right. They're getting the ball inside pretty easily right now.
McCants on the outside. Dribbles it back and gets it to Sampson. Left side of the lane. Keith. Cut off in the lane, gets it out to Justin Endoff. Spin move in the lane, goes up with the right hand, off the back iron. Rebound Sullivan, his first of the game for St. Charles East. Here they come trying to tie it up with a three, and it's off the back iron. Musial couldn't knock down the shot. Nick Fields with a rebound. Nick finds an opening down the lane, switches to the left hand, misses the shot with a dribble drive. But he got fouled. Nick will shoot two free throws here with 5:23 to go in the game. Only the second team foul on the Saints in the second half.
And Nick, as the season has worn on, has done a great job of identifying when he has that direct lane to the basket, and he's able to finish with either hand, and there he got fouled, and he's become, like he did last year, a little bit better foul shooter as the seasons went on here. And that's going to be a key as we go down the stretch.
Made 5 out of 6 in the fourth quarter in the win at East Moline last night. Knocks down two free throws here after the first foul of the game on Mark Musial. 44-39 Galesburg by 5. 5:15 to go. Matheny up top to Mitchell. Swing it right side. Now inlet pass. They go to Sullivan. They lobbed it in over Eric Price, and Eric fouls him from the backside with a 3-point play possibility.
And again, they're getting the ball inside very easily in the low blocks and able to score it very easily right now, too. 5 in a row from inside here to begin the period.
44-41. 5:09 to go. And a 3-point play possibility after the fourth foul of the game on Eric Price. And Sullivan misses. Rebound tipped high up into the air. Price has it. And then as he fouled over the backside by Sullivan, St. Charles East wants a tie-up called. And they're going to call it on Sullivan. So he missed the free throw and then fouled on the rebound. Only the third of the second half on St. Charles East.
We're going to run what we call our corner two here, where we're going to run a shooter off of a double screen here.
44-41, Streaks with the lead and the ball. Up top, McCants. Crossover dribble, step back. Outside the free throw line, falls down at the end of the play. Shot won't go down. Munkmeyer with a rebound. A 3-point Galesburg lead in danger here. St. Charles East with the ball. Down 44-41.
Travel.
Left corner and a travel called on Munkmeyer. That's only their first turnover of the fourth quarter. Eighth of the game.
And when we run that corner series there, the corner two to get for instance, a player like Jalen the ball there, he can shoot the three if he's wide open, or he has the option to get it on the floor and go to the rim, and that's what he looked to there. He's wearing number 11 now, so he must have had some blood on number 34.
Left side up top. Mitchell Sampson with it. Started to go left, came back right. Inlet pass to Cunningham. Quickly up and in with the right side, and Keith knocked it down. Only a second basket of the game, and the lead is back to five
now. Big basket for him at that point.
Up top. Matheny with it. Halfway through quarter number four with a five-point Galesburg lead. Monkmeyer to the right side, Mitchell. Trying to get around a screen to the low blocks, and Jalen McCants falls down, and Mitchell slid after McCants fell down, and his foot touched the baseline, and he's out of bounds. Ninth turnover on the Saints.
And again, good defense there, cutting him off at the baseline and covering up. He had nowhere to go and stepped on the baseline.
Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you from John Thiel Gym. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg with a five-point lead and a hand-check foul called as Eric Price dribbling outside and Aiden Sullivan guarding him reached in on a hand-check foul. Four team fouls on St. Charles East, 3:45 to play in the game. Streaks trying to build on a five-point lead here. They've led by as many as nine. In fact, the lead was nine at the end of the third quarter. Up top, Cunningham. Left side, Nick Fields. Around a McCants screen, finds an opening in the lane, dishes it back out. High post, Cunningham. Right side, puts the ball on the floor, cut off by Sullivan. To the outside, Mitchell Sampson. Dribbles back, gets it into the hands of Fields. Now to the right side on the wing, Cunningham. Swings the ball down low, dribble drive on Sullivan, and just throws the elbow out there. Levels Sullivan. Offensive foul called, his third.
And an outstanding defense by Sullivan, trying to beat him to the baseline there. Did so, and Keith pushed off there, and an offensive foul and a turnover.
3:19 to go in the game. Ninth turnover of the game for the Silver Streaks. Back into the game, Musial replacing Monkmeyer. Ortiz will bring it across midcourt. He's got only 8 points in the game. Streaks have done a nice job defensively on him, but he gets a wide-open three here and hits it from the top of the
outstanding
arc.
Outstanding execution there.
He's got 6.5, 11 for the game. The lead is 2 for the Silver Streaks. Under 3 minutes to go in the game now. Sampson to the right side, McCants. It's open, but Jalen decides to pass it away. If he could get around Mitchell, he had a chance to take it to the low blocks. Now has it again on the wing. Sampson running baseline, trying to get open. Jalen down the right side, gets blocked from behind. Loose ball into the hands of Sullivan. St. Charles East with a chance to tie it up here. Up top, Matheny. Free throw line, spin move. Sampson cutting him off, tries to pass it away, and Pat Woods calls timeout. A lot of time in the lane for Luke Matheny, so Pat Woods calls the timeout, decides to reset with 2.5 minutes to go and a 46-44 Galesburg lead.
You know, both teams have played outstanding half-court defense. It appears right now that St. Charles East has a little bit, they've got it going a little bit in terms of their offensive execution the last couple times and are getting the shots that they want and got a little momentum from making those shots here. Streaks need to dig in here, get a stop, and I know that's what Coach Reynolds is talking about. We also have to take a look as we move a little bit further here into the fourth period, especially if St. Charles is behind, to look for some full-court pressure in terms of their diamond press there, their zone press.
They've got them 6 out of 7 from the field here in this fourth quarter. Their only miss, a three-pointer by Mark Musial that, when he took it, would have tied the game.
Yeah,
they've
been
the
outstanding
here with
their execution here.
Down two. Ortiz to inbound from the baseline. Gets it to Sullivan. Goes around Cunningham. Keith trying to front him. Takes it all the way for the basket. And a foul. And they can take the lead on a three-point play here as Aiden Sullivan has come up huge in the fourth quarter, going either man-to-man against Price or Cunningham.
Yeah,
and that's the fourth
play
of the game on Cunningham.
An aggressive move to the basket. He wasn't going to be denied there.
Aiden Sullivan, 60% from the free throw line on the season, trying to give his team the lead with 2:26 to go, and it's in and out. And Cunningham with a rebound. We remain tied at 46. It's the first tie of the ball game.
This is where we need to continue to have the mindset that we're going to play to win, not to lose.
Up top, Price. It was a 9-point lead for the Streaks, and now an offensive foul called. Eric leaned in just a little bit, and Ortiz drew the offensive foul, and Price is fouled out of the game.
And Ortiz sold that.
Yeah, he really sold it. Yep.
And that's one of the things that we talk to players, whether it be in baseball on a play where it could be a trap or a catch, to sell that. Sell that when you're hit by a pitch. There, sell the charge there. And he did that there and won that sales pitch.
Wasn't much contact. Now Ortiz with it now on the left side as it poked away by Fields. Down to 2 minutes to go in a tie ball game. Ortiz trying to get around Fields. He cuts him off at the top of the arc. Musial with it now at the volleyball line. Into the midcourt circle, Ortiz. Streaks have Mitchell Sampson, by the way, guarding Sullivan right now. He's at now on the right elbow. On the inbound to a cutter. Mitchell up and in over Quinn Anderson. And St. Charles East with a lead now at 48-46.
And 8 out of 9 from the field here in this fourth period.
Only their third lead of the game. It comes with now a minute and a half to play in the game. Mitchell has 6 in the fourth quarter, 10 for the half and for the game. McCants dribbling to the left side.
This is where we're looking for that game-winning type of play. Uh-huh. And not necessary to win the game here, but something really positive.
Mitchell
make a play.
Drives and a blocking foul called on Ortiz. Just his first of the game. And with a minute 14 to go, streaks a inbound. 15 foul on St. Charles East.
And they're in good shape foul-wise here.
Justin Endoff will come in for Sampson. Nick Fields will inbound to the right of his own basket with Cunningham, McCants, Endoff, and Quinn Anderson. And it goes to Endoff in the corner. Covered up there by Ortiz, pulls it back out. Up top it goes to Fields with a minute 5 to play in the game. Left side, McCants. Anderson comes out for the pass. Ball on the floor. Quinn chases it down. It went off a St. Charles East player into the backcourt. McCants with it now. Trying to shake on Mitchell. Down to the left side. Takes it all the way. Got fouled. And he'll have to earn it from the free throw line. Third foul of the game on Cody Mitchell with 55 seconds to play.
And that's what you like to see from who is your best player here. His ability in the in crunch time to try to make a play. Get to the basket. Jalen then there. And let's see him finish these off with 2 free throws, made free throws.
Pat Woods calls timeout for St. Charles East. 55 seconds to play. Jalen McCants will shoot 2 free throws when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know, walk the dog, gamed a little, play with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, then I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match 2 select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Fighting Saints of St. Charles East have outscored the Galesburg Silver Streaks 17-6 in the fourth quarter to turn a 9-point deficit into a 2-point lead. 55 and a half seconds remaining. Jalen McCants to shoot 2 free throws coming out of the St. Charles East timeout. He knocked down 2 in the first quarter. This is his first free throw attempt since then. 13 points on the game.
And this time, this less than a minute to go, is going to test our poise and the composure here. To step up and try to make a play to win the ball game here.
It's off the mark. Streaks 0 for 2 from the free throw line in the second half. I'm sorry. They were 2 for 2 in this quarter with 2 Nick Fields free throws earlier. Now 2 for 4 and off the mark on the second one. Barely hit the front of the rim. A scramble for the loose ball rebound. And McCants ends up all the way out at half court, diving on top of it. And then did we get a foul called on St. Charles East? We do. So rather than a tie-up, they called the foul on Mark Musial, apparently kind of clamping down on the top of McCants, and he's going to go right back to the line, shooting a 1-1 this time with 51 seconds to go and another chance to tie it up.
Tough break there, Brad, in a scramble for the basketball.
Got to make it, and
yes,
this time he does.
Do-overs there, and that release looked real good there, and nothing but net. Let's get another one here.
First point of the fourth quarter for McCants, 3.5, 14 for the game. Second free throw coming to tie this game up with 51 seconds to play. Eyes it, and it's short again. Back end of both free throws on those 2 trips hit the front of the rim. Ortiz with a rebound. 1-point St. Charles East lead, and Nick Fields fouls Luke Matheny, driving it into the front court to stop the clock with 41.5 seconds to go. Second foul of the game on Fields, 9th team foul, so a 1-1 for Matheny here, who hasn't been to the free throw a whole lot from a season standpoint.
And test his composure and poise here.
Shooting a 1-1 with a 1-point lead. Matheny, the only junior in the starting lineup, puts it up. Off the back iron, but the rebound
by
Sullivan.
That was my concern if we would give up a cheap rebound on a miss.
Sullivan with a rebound, and now the Streaks have to foul to stop the clock again. And this time, the Fighting Saints will get two free throws with 37 seconds to play. Second foul of the game on Quinn Anderson.
And that wasn't a foul we wanted to commit there, yes.
Musial, 69.5% from the free throw line on the season. First one up and in. 3 points in the quarter, five for the game for Mark Musial. 49-47, two-point St. Charles East lead. 37 seconds to play, second one up and in. So still a one-possession game. Three-point Fighting Saints lead. Fields will bring it across midcourt for Galesburg. To the right side with 30 seconds to go. Up top to Justin Endoff at the volleyball line. Back to Fields. Stops at the top of the arc. Passes it away to Quinn. Quinn gives off to Cunningham. The lane is open if the Streaks can find an opening. And a timeout called by the Streaks. That's the last of the game for Galesburg with 19.6 seconds to go.
And good defense there as they got help to take away that drive. They spread the floor on us. We looked to get a three by Justin, but the pass was a little bit out of his pocket there, and that just is enough to disrupt.
And it drew him farther away from the basket.
Just disrupt enough that timing to get that shot off. So, again, that's how little details in terms of passing, which is, in my mind, the most overlooked part of the game, really matter there. That pass just being enough off the mark brought the whole play to a halt there and, again, allowed us to or caused us to run 10 more seconds off the clock and couldn't get a shot off.
So the Silver Streaks, again, leading, played so well through three quarters. But St. Charles East, at this point anyway, it's reminiscent of the Quincy game, unfortunately, with playing pretty well, battling pretty nicely down there. Nice back-and-forth game. And then in the fourth quarter, Quincy won the fourth quarter.
And that's what they're doing here. They've been very aggressive, played with a lot of confidence, and very much with purpose that they were going to get the job done and get the ball where they needed to, and done a good job here covering up on defense. And, you know, right now they have taken the bull by the horns.
But with just under 20 seconds to go, the Streaks can tie it with a three-pointer. They get it down low to Jalen McCants. Collects it, puts it up, and gets fouled as he took it right at Mark Musial. Got position on the low blocks here, and the Streaks went quickly for the two-point basket.
And can score points here with a clock stop.
Yep. As East Moline, or the United Township Panthers, were trying to do at East Moline last night. Rallying back in the fourth quarter, but the Streaks held them at bay. Here at McCants, 1-for-4 at the line in the fourth quarter, but he hits the first one. Two-point St. Charles East lead, 50-48. Streaks are out of timeouts.
And let's see here if we set something up full court here. We've got Kobe Ramirez in here. Without question, we'll be doing that to try to get a steal, if not get a foul here.
And Mitchell Sampson also back in for defensive purposes. McCants, second free throw, 15.2 seconds left. Crawls over the front of the rim and drops through. 3-for-6 at the line in the fourth quarter, 16 points for the game, and the lead is down to one now at 50-49. And the Saints call a full timeout. They have one remaining with 15 seconds left.
And a good timeout by Coach Woods there, because what he's going to be talking about is what type of pressure that the Streaks will set up here based on what he's seen in his scouting and in terms of game film here, and then be able to set up his press break here against that, remind them that they have a timeout here if they can't get the ball in bounds to take care of the basketball. Also that he'll be able to run here because it was a made free throw. All those little details here to make sure that you're not shooting yourself in the foot, that if something bad happens, it's because your opponent did something extraordinary. You want to do everything to take care of your business here.
And somebody who might be wondering, as we just mentioned a moment ago, the Streaks don't have any timeouts. So maybe somebody's wondering, well, if you're the opposition, why would you call a timeout and let your opponent have a timeout when they don't have any remaining? But this is about protecting the lead and securing
Absolutely.
The victory. You don't care about that. You've got to do what's best for your team.
And a coach like Coach Reynolds or any good coach is going to be able to set his defense there without a timeout there in that last free throw.
Streaks go full court press. bouncing on the inbound. They get the trap on the baseline. Knocked out of Mitchell's hands. Streaks get the steal. 9 seconds to go. Quinn Anderson driving in left side. Yes! It. 5 seconds to go. And St. Charles East calls a timeout. The Streaks force the turnover. Kobe Ramirez gets a bear hug from Mike Reynolds. The basket by Quinn Anderson. And now St. Charles East has to set up a play to win the game, taking it full court with 4.8 seconds to go.
And that's exactly a guy playing the role and using his strengths, and Coach Reynolds using him in that position to succeed there with his great quickness, his ability to disrupt, steal the ball, deflect the ball, and then Quinn Anderson converting off that. Now, again, we've got to be able to defend here. That's plenty of time for them to get a shot. We want to make sure that they get a contested shot. We want to try to do everything we can to make them kill time getting up the floor here so that they have to go east-west instead of vertically here, north-south here. That takes time off the clock here. Identify their scores here and what they're trying to do. And, again, no foul in this situation here because they'll have two free throws no matter what the situation.
And now they don't have a timeout left either. So it's it's imperative for them to get the ball in. Mitchell Sampson will guard the inbound, and now he backs off. The Streaks are going to put all five back. Jake Champagne will inbound. Streaks want to force the inbound into the half court. Now they get it to Ortiz. 4 seconds. Across midcourt. Drives. Puts it up. Bakes it in at the buzzer. St. Charles East takes it all the way. And a celebration on the court as certainly their best player makes a championship play to win the game, driving in from the left side and floats it up and banks it in from about 6 feet out. They missed one shot the entire fourth quarter, and the Silver Streaks leave with heartbreak on a 52-51 loss to St. Charles East.
And there's where you just tip your cap there.
Right.
The kid that you want to have the basketball comes up and makes a play. He was guarded closely by Nick Fields. They had to earn it. They did. Great finish to a great high school basketball game between two really good teams.
52-51 the final. St. Charles East breaks the Silver Streaks' hearts. We'll take a break, come back with a post game up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You never know where the button spotter will be. Pick up the white WGIL button today at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, F&M Bank on East Main Street, North Henderson Street, and on Veterans Drive in Galesburg, and the Junk Drawer on Cherry Street in downtown Galesburg. If one of our button spotters sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash on the spot. Learn more at WGIL.com from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
official WGIO forecast. Cloudy skies for this evening with patchy fog and some drizzle and a low down around 37. For tomorrow, cloudy with area fog and rain as well. A high of 45. Then for tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance for rain through the overnight hours and a low of 43. Starting your work week off Monday, a chance for rain in the morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny throughout the day, and a high of 49. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 40 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks freshman beat St. Charles East, rallied from a big deficit to come back and win that game. Sophomores won, and the varsity had their hearts broken. In fact, a running floater in from the left side by Nate Ortiz at the buzzer to give St. Charles East the 52-51 victory. And this coming after the Galesburg girls lost a game earlier today with Alleman getting a free throw with no time showing on the clock for a one-point victory in that game. 42-41 the final in that one. So some heavy, heavy feelings walking out of the gym here after two varsity games on the Silver Streak side here
tough
today.
Tough day for the Streaks in terms of the way the games ended.
Sure tip your cap to St. Charles East, though. I mean, Mike Reynolds talks all the time about winning players and winning players making winning plays, and Nate Ortiz did that there. You got to tip your hat to
seize the opportunity. In fact, seize the opportunity during the entire fourth period, being 9 out of 10. Made plays, got offensive rebounds when they needed to, got stops when they needed to. All those things that you need to do at key points of the game down the stretch in a tight game to win the ball game, and they deserved it after we almost pulled a rabbit out of the hat with the great steal by Kobe and then the finish there by Quinn to get the lead after we looked like we were dead in the water.
And because of that play, we'll just go ahead and say Kobe Ramirez, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because of that steal.
Absolutely. I mean, as big a play as you could have at that point in the time, the true definition of the Crunch Time Play of the Game, Kobe came in, and like we talked about, he knows what his role is. He knows what he does well. Coach Reynolds understood that situation was where he was needed, and he did exactly what you wanted there and got the steal and looked like that would get a win for us. And then on the other end, they make a game-winning play as well and goes for naught. But a great play by Kobe, and he is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game because of it.
With a nod to Quinn Anderson, too, who
absolutely
actually
who finished there
finish the
and
play.
Was aggressive there and had the gumption and the courage there to finish it and score on a difficult little slide, power slide shot there down the stretch.
Let's take a timeout when we come back. Of course, we'll talk things over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds and give you our postgame statistics as well. 52-51, St. Charles East wins it. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did your parents get a new ride?
Tell me it's not a Toyota.
It's definitely a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
They're beautiful, they're functional, and they're the most dependable brand on the market. So the question isn't who's driving a Toyota. The question is, who wouldn't want to drive a Toyota? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. The 2019s have arrived, so stop by and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Harbor Gray Metallic and Galactic Aqua Mica. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
52-51, St. Charles East breaks the Silver Streaks' hearts with a buzzer beater. And let's give you our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Team-wise, we shot 18 out of 42 from the field for 42%. Three-point field goal percentage-wise, we had another tough night, 4 out of 17 for 23%. St. Charles East, on the other hand, was 23 out of 47 for 48%. But again, as we talked about, Brad, in the fourth period, they were 9 out of 10 and just made shot after shot, key shots there to take a lead, extend the lead, score points when they absolutely needed them. They were 3 out of 10 with a 3 ball for 30%. They out-rebounded us tonight, which is something we've not had happen very often, 30 to 25, and both teams committed 10 turnovers in the ball game.
Individual scoring, Nate Ortiz leads St. Charles East with 13. Cody Mitchell had 10.7 rebounds. Aiden Sullivan and Luke Matheny each had 8. Sullivan was huge, knocking down all 3 of his shots in the fourth quarter to help lead that rally as they kept finding him on the inside in good position. Mark Musial finished with 6. Chase Munkmeyer had 4. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCant, 16 points, 8 rebounds to lead Galesburg. Quinn Anderson finished with 11. Eric Price fouled out of the game with 9. Nick Fields had 5. Keith Cunningham and Justin Endoff each with 4. And Mitchell Sampson had 2 points. Silver Streaks fall 52-51. They're 14-10 on the season as St. Charles East improves to 14-12. We'll talk it over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back in the postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about 1 million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Sarah Dutton of Knoxville won $40. Nora Morrill of Galesburg won $20. And Rich Turpin of Galesburg won $75, all by wearing white WGIL buttons. Find out how you can win at WGIL.com.
Mike Reynolds on his way up. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. St. Charles East with a buzzer beater by their all-star Nate Ortiz to take away a 52-51 victory as head coach Mike Reynolds joins us. Coach, first of all, I guess, what was the message in the locker room? Kids played hard. You don't want them to get too down after, you got to give the Ortiz kid credit for making that shot.
Yeah, we got to be better. You know, we had 3 minutes where we couldn't get a stop. We had 2 9-point leads, once in the second quarter, once in the fourth quarter. Got to be able to finish it out. I mean, you're up 9. We couldn't get a stop for 3 minutes there in the fourth quarter. And then we had to help because guys wouldn't guard their own. And then, you know, Ortiz gets loose for a 3 up top, and that was kind of the game changer there. You know, we missed some free throws, missed a free throw box out. You know, it was a long one, but a kid made a good play. But we made a lot of winning plays. You know, Kobe comes in and gets a big play. Mitchell dives on the floor, saves a possession, gets a big play. We just didn't have enough of those at the defensive end, you know, like we needed. Right. That's the frustrating part. We let one get away from a really good team. They're similar to us. They've let some games go where they hit their head on the ground thinking, how in the world did we lose that one? This is one for us. We know we've had 4 or 5 other ones that we feel like if we would just play better for another 30 seconds or a minute, we'd have a few. But frustrating night because I thought, you know, we played extremely well at times. We had a 3-minute stretch in the fourth where we got good shots. We didn't get great shots. They turned it up and you know, we couldn't finish or make enough plays down the end. And give the kid credit. He's a good player. We let him get to our hip. You know, we had to use timeouts to stop the bleeding. And that kind of hurt us at the end because we didn't have any left. So we needed a timeout left to be able to do something. And we try to maybe see what they were going to run and run something different. You know, sometimes you'd like to run zone there, and then the guy hits a 20-foot three. You'd be mad about that too. So, you know, our best defender, their best player, he made a shot. He didn't make very many of them on Nick tonight, but he made that one. Kind of a 12-foot runner, but he got him on his hip. And, you know, I guess that's payback. Last time, you know, a couple years ago against Meeker's group, when they had a real good team, they missed a shot almost in the same spot. And we were able to win that game. Not playing real well. We played a lot better tonight. But, you'll give them credit. They won the game, and you know, we got to be better.
You know, what is the instructions? What are you talking to the ball club about there in that situation where they have 4.8 to come down the floor? You got Nick on him. He's your best defender.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things are you
doing? Well, we got Mitchell off the ball. I noticed he kind of covered up that deep play. You know, hindsight's 20/20. Now I'd tell Mitchell to double-team 12, but I don't know that that would have been possible in the full court anyways. But, you know, they stopped their initial play. Then their guy just made a play. You know, he got a running start. 5 seconds, a long time, you know, in basketball, and he was able to get it off, you know. We needed Brett to start the clock about 3 seconds too early, I think.
You brought up the fact that we didn't have a timeout left, and Steve and I were talking about this. You had to burn that one, that second one you took early in the fourth quarter, and we were trying to figure out. Clearly, you saw. I mean, you wouldn't take the timeout if you didn't.
We had to get Jalen back in the game.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, okay. he can't. You know, they were killing us inside, and you know, we don't have a lot of post guys. I mean, we were playing Mitchell Sampson in the post. I mean, he did a great job, but he's banging, and then they. They found some openings against Keysum, and they were able to exploit those inside. You know, our help side wasn't real good there for a while, but you're trying to stay home on shooters, so they spread the floor, and they were able to get it inside. Early, you know, with Jalen's length, they missed some of those. But, you know, he had a cut on him. We couldn't get it cleaned up quick enough, so, you know, he was out of the game for 2 minutes, and it wasn't a good 2 minutes.
Right.
And it looked like early we were very aggressive to the basket. We did a great job with that. Yeah. And I know you've talked about before that we sometimes, I don't know if we rest on our laurels, things like that. What are things you see like that when again, we're very successful early, nothing you've changed in terms of anything, and then we sort of, I don't know, we have these periods where we just sort of get content with what we're doing.
Well, you know, they played a 1-3-1 for a while that, you know, we took some bad shots there in the second quarter, you know. We settled, which is what they want you to do when you're doing that, and we missed. And then, you know, they put a diamond and one on Eric, and we kind of cut that up. You know, we played some motion and did some things. And Eric
took a good time out there to talk about that
and
what you do there.
But, you know, you have to – yeah. I mean, unfortunately, we're having to coach too many possessions right now. And we made a lot of winning plays. We were one short.
And I guess that's kind of my final thought here. We talked in the post game last night about getting the job done in the fourth quarter in Morton, Rock Island, then the game last night. And we're seeing those steps forward. And you've talked even back to the Sterling game last year that ended the season about making winning plays down the stretch. And we're seeing that more and more. What do you take out of this game tonight to make sure our kids don't get down and keep moving forward in a positive direction?
Well, we gave a guy a straight line drive to the basket. I think, you know, that we happened a few years ago with Carr. Remember, we backed away off Carr and he hit that 35-footer to win the league. You know, and I think Trevon learned the next time. You know, Trevon played a little better. Nick will learn. He'll be better. You got to make a guy turn. You know, we haven't been in that situation a lot, but you make a guy turn and he has to shoot a fadeaway jumper. And, you know, that's a LeBron type shot. You know, that's one LeBron hit. I think it was on Christmas a few years ago. But, you know, it was ever who had the ball last in that game right now. And you know, we missed three free throws there at the end that, you know, I know Jalen wants to have back and a free throw box out. On a long one.
Yeah, that was really key.
It was a long one, but I mean, you know, we have four. It's 4-2. You know, there's another guy there. There's two other guys there. Everybody blames it on the guy that's underneath. Well, there's a guy behind too. You know, he can get the ball too. You know, it's not just the right of everybody's just going to get it to the short guy. So, it's one that we're frustrated with, but we got to be better. We got to be better, and I think we will be. We had a great weekend. We outscored our opponents by 9. we needed to be 11.
You didn't carry the 10 over from last night, unfortunately.
No.
Any final thoughts, Steve?
No, tough one. But again, we're getting better. Yep. We will get better. We'll learn from these things. And I'm seeing that growth. We're little by little, things that we didn't do so well, now we're doing better. We're learning from them, not repeating our mistakes. And I think, you know, tonight, a tough lesson there and a couple of other tough lessons, but we'll learn from them.
Thanks for coming by, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
52-51, the final is St. Charles East. Hits the buzzer beater to send them home with their 14th victory as the Streaks fall to 14-10. Steve, we will see you next Friday night back here.
Next Friday night here in a conference game, and we want to continue that winning streak here in the conference.
Alleman Pioneers will be in town, as that is our only game of next weekend, because Sweetheart Swirl is coming up on Saturday. So only one game for the Galesburg boys next week on Friday night. For James Noble at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer to my right, Steve Cheeseman, thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball here on WGIL. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.